We say hello to Mossy Clossy of the Yall Soccer Club. Mossy, of course, chairman of Yall United. And Mossy, we'll say good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
How are you, Barry? Thanks very much.
Very well. It's been a tough couple of months, Mossy, for, I suppose, everyone in all sporting organisations. And good news, I suppose, over the last week or so. And I know you've a lot to talk about in terms of Yall United.
Yes, Barry. Look, everything got shut down. All the seasons got voided. The leagues got cancelled, and that was a big disappointment for all the managers and big volunteers in the club. But everyone knew it was necessary, and everyone had to do the right thing and do the lockdown.
Yeah, how frustrating was that, Mossy? Because I know your older lads were fighting for promotion, and a lot of hard work was going on throughout the year, and things were looking well, I believe.
Yeah, Ken and Derek, they were doing a fantastic job with the seniors. They were in a fantastic position to get promoted. And that was it was a disappointment, Bear, because we went back seniors. So this is our third year back in senior football, and we really, really wanted to push on last year. And look, it is what it is, Bear, but we got to start again and keep moving forward, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. There's no looking back now. It's just get back at it again. We'll start with an event that you have on Monday, Mossy. I know it's highlighted there on all over social media and stuff like that. Of course, you do run a great Facebook page and great social media outlets keeping the people up to date. But just tell our listeners a bit more about that.
So, Barry, we wanted to open up the gates again, and we wanted to have a big fun factor, positive feeling to the club again. And I spoke to the committee, and I spoke to them about doing an opening day with all the frontline workers and doing a soccer drill with them, a bit of a competition. So everyone was on board, and Ian Mustrow, our PRO, put a poster together, and I contacted all a load of lads like Sean Keneally now from the Fire Brigade, Patrick McCarthy from the Ambulance, Christopher Hennessy from the Army, Chris Savage from the HSC, Aidan Bullman from the Coast Guard, Gavin Cronin from the Navy, Eddie Hennessy from the Lifeboat, and Darren Fien from the Gardaí Síochána. And they're all going to come up Monday night and do a soccer drill, a bit of a competition. A lot of people have come with prizes. So we've five prizes. We hope to get another three more by the end by Monday. 6 months membership for Be Active, €100 voucher for Lidl. Christine Balloons giving €50 voucher. Kevin and Sue Connor will donate €50 to the winner. The winner will donate that €50 to a charity of their choice. And Yard Balloons have offered €50 off inflatable games or bouncy castles. So it should be good fun, Barry, and it's a good test for us to open the gates again and do all the protocols and the social distancing, and that's a bit of practice for us as well, you know. So.
Yeah, brilliant. That sounds like it's going to be good viewing there on Monday night. Should be plenty of crack around there, park there at 7:30. And you highlighted your sponsors there. And in fairness, you've some great sponsors, Mossy. A lot of them names are showing up all the time.
Consistently on with us, Barry. Consistently getting great backing from the town with sponsorship. I think we're growing and growing and growing more every year now. And I think next year is a big year for us. And look, I think every club in the country is really, really looking forward to getting back with these. And then I've no doubt that all these clubs will start holding these kinds of events and start showing a bit of showing their gratitude to the frontline workers. You know, I think they all need to be recognised for all the hard work that they've put in for us, you know.
Great stuff. So that's Monday night at 7:30. Just going forward in terms of the club itself, I would imagine a lot of the lads are eager to get back training. What's the story with that, Mossy?
So the senior team has been picked and the junior team has been picked. So Mark Hennessy, Ken Dempsey and Fino Sullivan are taking the seniors. Pedro Geary, Derek Murphy, Alan Hennessy and Jamie Lawton are taking the juniors. So I've been speaking to both managers. They're very eager to get back. They want to get a bit of training in. And I think in July the 11th, they're allowed to start playing friendlies. So these lads are pulling for the new season. So the seniors said they wanted to go back on Tuesday and the juniors want to go back on Wednesday. So, and then as of next week with all the youngers, with all the school boys and the school girls, we'll hold a meeting with all the coaches next week and we'll get all the training times and hopefully have them back in the next week or two as well, Barry.
That's very good. Wassey, sounds like there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes.
Constantly, Barry. The gates closed, but there's a lot of work being done inside. You know, it's still, like, we've done a lot of painting. We're getting new dugouts, new fencing. We hope to make the dressing rooms bigger and everything by the time everyone comes back, Barry.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because you have fantastic facilities there at Airdrie Park, and great to see that you're moving forward and doing work up there, because it really is a fabulous facility, and you're lucky to have it.
35 years of history there, Barry, and a lot of people putting in a lot of sweat, blood and tears into that place, and the committee that we have at the moment, we've got big plans as well to even drive that forward and from the work that everyone has been putting into that place for over 35 years, Barry.
Yeah, that's great to hear, Mossy. Before we finish up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just like to thank everyone, the coaches. We know that the volunteers of the club, we know that the season didn't end as well. We'd like to thank everyone for over the pandemic. We got a group going together and we started delivering meals and dinners, and even some people even called us just for a chat, Barry, because they're a bit lonely, you know what I mean? So everyone that was involved in that, I'd like to say thanks very much. We couldn't have done that without you. And look, Barry, everyone's excited about going back. That's the main thing here, and let's hope everything goes to plan, yeah?
Yeah, that's fantastic, Mossy. Many thanks for taking time out to speak with us here today. I know we'll be keeping in touch with you over the next couple of weeks and moving forward. And it's great to hear that you're opening up your gates again. And it's exciting times ahead, no doubt.
Thanks very much, Barry.
Thanks very much there to Mossy Clossy, of course, chairman of the Youghal United Soccer Club. And they've got some great people, of course, involved in that club, as they do with each and every club here in Youghal. A lot of volunteers and people giving up their time. And, you know, as I said, great to hear that they're getting back up and running, as are a lot of other sporting organisations here in Youghal.